Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of real talk. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs? Like you're constantly dodging setbacks and trying to stay upright? Yeah, me too. We all go through rough patches, but the good news is, we don't have to crumble under pressure. Today, we're diving into building resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from adversity stronger than before. Think of it like this. Life's a bit like playing a video game. Sometimes you level up, conquer bosses, and feel unstoppable. Other times, you get hit with unexpected challenges, lose some health points, and need to regroup. Resilience is your healing potion, your ability to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. It's not about avoiding setbacks altogether, because let's be real, they're inevitable, but it's about how you respond to them. So, what are the secrets of becoming a resilience master? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you weather any storm. 1. Embrace discomfort. Stoicism teaches us that true strength lies in accepting challenges head-on. It's easy to shy away from difficult situations, but pushing through discomfort is where growth happens. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? Well, Stoicism takes it a step further. It suggests we actively seek out those challenging experiences that force us to grow. Think of it like this. If you keep playing on easy mode, you'll never learn how to truly excel. 2. Control your inner narrative. You know that feeling when your mind starts running wild with negative thoughts? I can't handle this. This is a disaster. I'm going to fail. These thoughts are like weeds in our gut, and if we let them take root, they can choke out our ability to think clearly and act effectively. Stoicism teaches us to become aware of these negative thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Can I reframe it in a more positive light? By taking control of your inner dialogue, you gain control over your emotions and reactions. 3. Focus on what's within your circle of influence. This is huge. We can't control everything that happens to us: traffic jams, unexpected rain, annoying coworkers, but we can control how we respond to these things. Stoicism emphasizes focusing our energy on what's within our circle of influence: our thoughts, actions, and choices. Instead of dwelling on the things we can't change, let's channel our energy into making positive changes in areas where we have power. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to bring an umbrella. 4. Practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but seriously, gratitude is a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, even the small ones, a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger shifts your perspective and helps you see the bigger picture. This doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff. It just means choosing to acknowledge the positive alongside the negative. 5. Seek wisdom from others. You don't have to go through this alone. Surrounding yourself with wise and supportive people can make a world of difference. Think mentors, friends, family members, anyone who has your best interests at heart and can offer guidance when you need it. Share your struggles, ask for advice, and learn from the experiences of others. Let me paint your picture. Imagine you're working on a big project, pouring your heart and soul into it. You hit a major roadblock, a missed deadline, a crucial piece of information missing, or maybe even a frustrating disagreement with a colleague. Feeling overwhelmed? Demotivated? Totally understandable. But here's where resilience kicks in. Instead of letting this setback derail your entire effort, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenge, and then focus on what you can control. You brainstorm solutions, adjust your timeline, and reach out for support from colleagues or mentors. You might even view this obstacle as an opportunity to learn and grow. See, resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks altogether. It's about how we navigate them. It's about developing that inner strength that allows us to bounce back stronger than before. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these principles today. Embrace discomfort, challenge your negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and seek support from those around you. Remember, setbacks are a part of life. It's how we respond to them that truly defines us. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of resilience. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower each other to face any challenge head on. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and confidence, and never underestimate your own strength. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.